broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the gold voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and, you know, I always want to say live and in person, but really it's not in person. Live and through your listening device on this first day of November 2022, Tuesday morning, 14 minutes past the hour. And right now I'm getting a sign here that it's humid outside. And you know what? It is a little humid outside this morning. I think the warmer temperatures as we're going into November have made it a little humid outside, which is kind of interesting, considering we are now in the month of November. Hope everybody had a fun and safe Halloween last night. It was fun seeing all the kids out trick-or-treating and doing their thing, and all the people dressed up in schools yesterday and places I was at. Hope everybody had a fun time. And now you know what today means, the day after Thanksgiving. That's discounted candy and 24 days until Thanksgiving. 24 days. Can you imagine that? That means we have just a little over 3 weeks. 3 weeks and 3 days until Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day. That's unbelievable to me. With these warm temperatures as well, it's hard to believe that that is coming up. And you know what this also means? Once the stores do away with all the Halloween displays and things of that nature, it is full-out Christmas time, because there are really no Thanksgiving displays or anything like that. So when all the Halloween displays start to come down today, you will start to see the Christmas displays come up. Now, I don't know if stores start playing the Christmas music yet, but you can be sure that that is not far behind. So here we are in the month of November 2022. The year is just blowing right by. All right. Well, I have a couple complaints right off the bat here this morning. Oh, and I want to mention this right off the bat, because I know so many people were highly interested in this last night. We haven't talked about this at all on the program, but last week I got confronted by some people at work about entering into a lottery pool for the Powerball. And at that time, it was high millions, you know, and people wanted to get in, and they did that. And then it didn't go. So then it went up to $1 billion, billion with a B, $1 billion if you won the Powerball, and that was last night's drawing, $1 billion. Well, guess what? According to all my sources this morning, nobody won the Powerball last night. So, now the Powerball is up to $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion with a B. How about that? You know, that means a lot of people are buying lottery tickets. $1.2 billion will be the next Powerball drawing. Now, I believe it's Wednesday. Now, I have to admit, though, I am not a lottery aficionado. I rarely ever buy a lottery ticket. I did not buy a lottery ticket last night for the big $1 billion, and I did not buy a lottery ticket for the drawing before that. So I don't know if the drawing is Wednesday, but I think it is. So does anybody have any information on the Powerball, and why is nobody hitting this? $1 billion seems like a lot, and now $1.2 billion. You know, I wonder if in the end this is going to be split a whole bunch of ways, if a lot of people are going to win when it finally goes. Although, for some reason, it is not hitting, and it's creating lottery frenzy here in Ohio, and it's the right time of year for it when you really think about it, with the holidays coming up. So does anybody know anything about the Powerball? I don't believe anybody hit it last night. That's what I was reading this morning. And I think the next drawing is Wednesday. So you will have 48 hours to go out and get your Powerball ticket if you so choose to do that. But if anybody's got any information, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. And were a lot of you playing the Powerball? I know I saw a lot of people Sunday going into the store, getting their Powerball ticket. And you don't usually pay much attention to that, people at the lottery machines. But Sunday, there were quite a few people doing that when it went up to $1 billion. And now that it's up to $1.2 billion, I'm sure we'll see quite a bit more of that until this amount goes. So if you have any, is it Wednesday that they do the drawing? If anybody knows that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And what would you do with $1.2 billion? Now, the taxes on that, I'm sure, would be very extreme, but you would still get a lot of money out of $1.2 billion. You'd still get all kinds of millions of dollars, which is certainly not chump change, but here we are with the Ohio Lottery and the Powerball. So I guess my question this morning is, does anybody know when the next drawing is? I think it is Wednesday. And what would you do if you won the big $1.2 billion, which is where we're at now? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open on this first day of November. 740-751-4038. Now, we'll get to the complaints now. And I only have a couple of them here. As you know, every morning I go to McDonald's. Well, at the first of the month, McDonald's has a program where they give you your receipt, and five times, I think it is, in a month. You can do this five times in a month. You take the receipt home, and there's a code at the top of the receipt. And you go to a website, a McDonald's website, and you enter this code, which is quite a long code. I think it's, what, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 numbers. You enter this code, which McDonald's wants you to do. You take a little survey online. They give you a code, and then you can take this back to McDonald's and get free items. And you can do this five times a month. Well, this morning is November the 1st, so it starts a new month. And I thought, all right, well, this morning I'll bring my receipt home, and I'll fill it out, and I'll get a free something or other, the first of the first five free items for the month. Well, here's the problem. McDonald's, for some reason, even though it is the first of the month, did not change their register ink. Now, they did change their register tape, obviously enough, but the ink is all smeared. Well, I guess it's not smeared, it's just light. You cannot make out what these numbers are. And I tried, I think, three times this morning to put them into the McDonald's code machine on the website, and there's no way you can decipher these numbers. A matter of fact, there's a number here that is completely missing. So, you know, 1 to 9, how am I going to guess what that number is? Actually, 1 to 10, because 0 is a number you can use. So if I can't read the code, I can't do the survey, which means I can't get the free stuff. So I certainly hope that McDonald's changes their ink in the next day or so, because this ain't working. And this is the sound of me crumpling up today's receipt and throwing it in the trash can, because it's of no use to me now. Because if I can't read the code, I can't do the survey. So there you go. There's my number one complaint this morning. Okay, here's number two. You know, the political next week from today, November the 8th is Election Day. And all of this political mail that comes out every year is starting to come out. And I'm not picking on anybody here, but this is just the first one that showed up yesterday that I really noticed. Now, this is a Jim Jordan flyer, I guess, is what we would say. It's a nice piece of mail. Very sturdy, a lot more sturdy than that McDonald's receipt. And you can read it, so they use the proper ink. But here's what it says. Probably a lot of you got this in the mail yesterday. It's on the front of it, it's got a picture of Jim Jordan, and he's in front of the Capitol. And it says, Jim Jordan is holding Washington accountable. Jim Jordan authored the cut, cap, and balance plan to stop the out-of-control growth of the federal debt. Jim Jordan wrote legislation to reform the welfare system, requiring able-bodied welfare recipients to work in order to receive benefits. Jim Jordan is a fiscal conservative, leading by example, tightening his belt and returning over $3 million of unspent office funds. Let your voice be heard on November 8th. Re-elect the conservative fighter. Now, the only thing, because I'm not getting political on this, but the only thing I'm confused about here is this last one, where it says, leading by example, tightening his belt and returning over $3 million of unspent office funds. Now, this is fascinating to me, because yesterday we talked about the offices of Jim Jordan, because we would like to have him in the fruitcake toss. And he has four offices, I think one in Washington and three here in Ohio. Now, how many millions of dollars do you get to run these offices? If he's got four offices up and running and he can still give back $3 million, how much money do they get to run these offices in Washington? And how do you give back $3 million? Now, here's my thought on this. I mean, paper clips, paper, rent in Ohio on office buildings, I don't think you'd get $3 million built up in that unless you were in some gigantic complex. Is this just not hiring employees? I don't know. Where, how would you save $3 million that was dealt out to you if you have four offices? That fascinates me. $3 million. Well, we cut the paperclip budget. We're going to save $3 million. Then on the back of this, it says, now the back is interesting, and I'm going to get to this in a second. It says, Jim Jordan for Congress, fighting for our conservative values, and then, of course, paid for by the Ohio Republican Party. Vote November the 8th, support Jim Jordan for United States Congress. Now, what's interesting, now the picture on the front, as I say, is a very nice picture of Congressman Jordan in front of the Capitol. Now, on the back here, though, it's a picture of Congressman Jordan, and he is standing at the back of a pickup truck, and he's talking to a gentleman. Now, I'm going to try to describe this gentleman because I assume he's just a voter or a citizen, but this is a man who's all, he's dressed all in camouflage clothing. And he's got a cap on, and he's got a shotgun in his hands. So this is the picture. And again, I don't know how many people got this ad yesterday. But it's Jim Jordan dressed very nicely, blue button-up shirt, jeans tucked in. Jim Jordan looks like a nice businessman or politician. And this other guy, whoever he is, is standing there leaning on this pickup truck, camouflage outfit, cap on, and a shotgun clutched in his arms. It's not in his hands. It is clutched in his arms. That is the right terminology for this ad. And if we get any more ads, we'll read these as well. But this is just the first one that came, so that's why Jim Jordan's on the hopper this morning. But I guess, what is this ad supposed to mean? Or this picture, I guess. Does anybody understand how you return $3 million of unspent office funds? Do you think that's staff? Or is that, you know, paperclips? I don't know. And what is this picture with him standing next to the camouflage man with a shotgun in his arms? Is that like pro-Second Amendment? I don't know. And these are just guesses this morning. So if you have any thoughts on it, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And you know, I'm sure that a lot of people got this ad yesterday. And it's interesting to me. I don't know what it costs to mail out these things anymore. I would guess this is pretty expensive. Pretty expensive to produce these nice color photos and nice cardboard paper here. I don't know. It's the political season, and I'm sure we'll get a lot more of these as the days go on, next week goes on. and I'll bring those up as well. But it's just an interesting ad. I don't know. Again, if anybody has an opinion, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 'Tis the season to be political. And I also understand that the Christmas television commercials will start today as well, so get ready for those. Hopefully there'll be some new ones this year that are highly interesting. Wonder if people have started their Christmas shopping. Oh, here, speaking of Christmas, which now is coming up upon us, there were a lot of stories yesterday about a radio station in Chicago, and I believe there was a radio station in Cleveland that are already playing 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week Christmas music. Started it on Halloween. I don't know. Is that too early to start playing the Christmas music on a radio station 24/7? Now, we don't start doing it until Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day, actually middle of the day, we start doing one song per hour. And we run that through Christmas. But these stations are 24/7 music stations, so they run Christmas music from morning to night. I don't know. Do you think that's a... Chicago and Cleveland are ahead of the curve here, playing the Christmas station? You know, there used to be a station out of Columbus that played Christmas music. Was it 93.3? I haven't listened to it in a long time, but are they playing Christmas music already? I remember they were the big one in this area that did that. What do you think? Is it too early for stations to go to the all Christmas format? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What do you think about the all-Christmas format music stations? Okay. Well, we've done political ads, and we've done the Powerball, and we've done the Christmas music stations here. Oh, and the receipt from McDonald's. We did that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fruitcake toss. That's heating up. A lot of people in the fruitcake toss this year. Coming up December the 15th at 7 p.m. Now, remember, the winner of the fruitcake toss will get a plaque courtesy of Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. They will get a certificate saying they are the 2022 fruitcake toss champion. They will get some kind of food, which I think we will figure out next week, and they will get a Claxton fruitcake. But so far in this thing, these are just some of the names, we've got James Anderson and Ted Jolliffe and Mayor Kellogg and Dr. Davis, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, three more people coming with Sarah, Ralph Thacker. I hope somebody has seen Ralph or notified him. Glenn Coble, Brandon, Linda, Angie, myself, Sean, Terry, Adam, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown from the police station, Fire Chief Chuck Deem or somebody from the fire station, and Linda put a friend in, Jeannie Evers is in this thing. So we're at 32 people, I think, at this point, 32 people. Now, calls have been put in to Ray Grogan and Mayor Schertzer and who else has been put in? Oh, Colleen Marshall, Jim Ganahl, George Kasotis, and I think as of yesterday, Jim Jordan and Governor DeWine. So any event, are there any updates on the fruitcake toss? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Any fruitcake updates? Now, remember, I am in the home office this morning, so it's 740-751-4038. That would be the number to dial. So any updates on the old fruitcake toss? I don't know where we're going to be with these outstanding people. the governor, Jim Jordan, people of that nature. But hopefully it all goes well. But that's the fruitcake toss as we have it right now. And also, if you'd like to enter anybody else, let me know. 740-751-4038. You can enter anybody. Now, we had a little bit of a contretemps yesterday because I had said that people who are on this show who have not been entered are the President Harding impersonator, Governor Strickland, Ted Williams, people like that. I don't think they have been nominated. Now, I said if somebody would like to nominate them, I will contact them because I do have their contact information and let them know that they are in the fruitcake toss. But that is up to you. I said that, and I don't think anybody did nominate them yesterday that I remember. So if anybody wants to officially nominate any of those people, and you don't have to nominate all of them, but if anybody would like to say, okay, Governor Strickland, okay, President Harding impersonator, okay, Ted Williams, we'd like to have you in this. Call in now, nominate them, and on that behalf, I will contact the people and let them know that they have been entered in the fruitcake toss. And I think the earlier we do this, the better. I also thought some people who are on this show are like Kurt Gingrich from the hospital. He's been on quite a bit. The CEO of Marion General Hospital and people who run businesses. So, you know, you can contact those people as well and see if they would like to be involved. I'm sure the hospital would like to be involved in some way. But if anybody would like to nominate anybody, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if anybody would like to nominate the three people that I mentioned, you can do that as well. Now, what else do we have going on here? Well, Don O'Bower is also in this. Now, he was our champion last year with the 70-foot toss, I believe, is what it was. Linda and I are still looking for the records from last year's fruitcake toss. I know we have them somewhere because we wrote them down in a notebook. We just have to locate the fruitcake toss notebook to keep our records doable. In any event, here we are on Thursday morning, or Tuesday morning. Don't want to speed you up to Thursday yet. The week will be almost over. 740-751-4038. Anybody you can think of to enter the fruitcake toss, or would anybody like to nominate the folks that I just mentioned? Ted Strickland, Ted Williams, or the President Harding impersonator. If anybody would like to nominate them, contact me now, and we will get them in. 740-751-4038. All right. Now, a little housekeeping from yesterday involves the Family Feud question we had yesterday. Now, I know this is Halloween-themed, and Halloween's over now, but hopefully we can get the rest of these answers, because there were still two outstanding, and we were getting pretty good calls as we were going off the air yesterday. But the question was, other than trick-or-treating, no, that was the wrong question. Name a popular Halloween candy that is passed out on trick-or-treat. Now, the ones we already have, we have Snickers, we have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, we have Hershey Chocolate Bars, we have Kit Kats, and we have Skittles. But there are still two answers left. Does anybody know what the two answers are? And we've got about 23 minutes left in this hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hopefully we can finish this off fast. The question again, name a popular Halloween candy that people give out on trick-or-treat. Again, answers we already have. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. We already have those answers. There are two outstanding answers left. What are they? 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what answers remain? Now, I will tell you, Snickers was number one. Reese Peanut Butter Cups was number two. Hershey's Chocolate Bars was number four. Kit Kat was number five. And Skittles was number seven. So let's see what we got left here. Go ahead, caller.
What about M&M's?
M&M's, you got it. Trish, I haven't heard from you. Where you been?
Been sleeping in.
Oh, my gosh. I was worried about it. I mentioned you a couple times on the air. I thought, gosh, we haven't heard from Trish in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been sleeping in.
Well, I'm glad. Well, hey, nothing wrong with sleeping in. I'm just glad you're still out there and still doing well.
Okay.
Well, you got M&M's. Number three. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, good to hear from Trish. We've been talking about her the last couple weeks. Trish is one of our devoted listeners, which we certainly appreciate. And we hadn't heard from her in a long time. And boy, I get nervous when people go off the map like that. But I'll tell you what, Trish has got the right idea. When it's dark in the morning, you don't want to get out of bed. I think I'd be sleeping in if didn't have to get up and do this every morning. But she got M&M's. Absolutely. So one answer left now. Name a popular candy that is passed out on trick-or-treat. We've got Snickers, Reese Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's. We finally got M&M's. Hershey's Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's the final answer? Snickers was one. Reese Peanut Butter Cups was two. M&M's was three. Hershey Chocolate Bars was four. Kit Kat was five. And Skittles was seven. So the number six answer still remains. What popular Halloween candy do people pass out during trick-or-treat? One answer left. Now, Trish has helped us out quite a bit here by guessing M&M's. What is the other answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the last answer here, the last candy that is popular to pass out during trick-or-treat? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. All righty here. And again, does anybody want to enter anybody in the fruitcake contest? Go ahead, caller.
What about Almond Joy?
Not Almond Joy, but that's a good guess. Not Almond Joy. Oh, we're getting a... Oh, Brinley, our favorite... I'll tell you what, Brinley is our favorite new listener here. She's with her grandma, Mary, who is a great lady, on their way to school. Now, Brinley says Twix. Now, Brinley, that is a very, very, very smart answer, but it's not Twix, but I can see how it would be Twix. So Brinley is guessing out there this morning, our new favorite listener, Brinley. You know, people of all ages, and Brinley, I hope you have a great day at school. I know... You're headed to. I bet Brinley doesn't like getting up in the dark either. She's in the same boat with all the rest of us. Nobody wants to get up in the dark. Thank goodness we got the time change coming up this weekend. You know, and the Powerball. We've got the Powerball and the time change. But Brinley, hope you have a good day at school and glad your grandma Mary and you are out there listening, driving the roads this morning. Not too bad weather-wise out there this morning. All righty, what do we got here? Well, we're still waiting for our candy. We got a guess here from Brinley this morning. We got a guess from Trish, but no answer. No correct answer yet. What is that candy that's popular on trick-or-treat? You know, Brinley might have an insight on this. Maybe she went trick-or-treating last night. I don't think any of the rest of us probably went trick-or-treating last night, so it could be a whole different thing, you know. Go ahead, caller.
What about Hershey?
Hershey we already got.
Oh, you got that.
We got Hershey, but that's a good guess. Yeah, it was on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Hershey, I believe, was on the list. Let me run down the list here again. I know this is from yesterday. Name a popular Halloween candy. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, M&M's, Hershey Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. That's what we got. 740-751-4038. Now, who did well with this yesterday? I'm getting a picture here. Well, I've never seen Brindley, so this will be good. Oh, Brindley out yesterday trick-or-treating. She did go trick-or-treating. Now, you have to understand, I'm out of touch. Now, Brindley is dressed, I'm sure, as something. It's a nice costume here. What did Brindley go as for Halloween? Now, you just have to understand, I'm out of touch. That has nothing to do with her costume. I just have no idea. I get further out of touch as the years go along as to what Christmas. You know, I just read something that said Christmas, so I guess here we go. JoJo Candy Girl. Well, I like that. That's a good idea. Well, hopefully the candy girl got some candy last night. What's her favorite candy bar? Brindley, what's your favorite candy bar? All right, and we still have the candy, or it doesn't have to be a candy bar. Could be any type of candy. 740-751-4038. Now, Ryan got some good guesses in with this yesterday as well. I think Judy and Ryan did pretty well yesterday with this. Sarah might have got one, if I remember right. But we still got one to go. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give out on trick-or-treat. All right, back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Tootsie Roll?
Not a Tootsie Roll, but that's a good guess. Not a Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll does not make our particular list this morning. All righty. Name a popular Halloween candy that people pass out on trick-or-treat. 45 minutes past the hour. We've got Snickers. We've got Reese Peanut Butter Cups. We've got M&M's. We've got Hershey Chocolate Bars. We've got Kit Kats. And we have got Skittles. Still one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. You know, Brindley might just come take my job one day. Then I can sleep in on these dark mornings. 740-751-4038. You know, trick-or-treat's a lot of fun for the kids. I think that's... I hope everybody had a good time. I don't think it... It was kind of murky yesterday, but weather was okay. Temperature was okay. 740-751-4038. Who's got the final candy? Who's gonna slide in here and help us out? 740-751-4038. Oh, you know what's funny? Now the pictures are popping up. If I'd have just seen these pictures in my timeline, I'd have been okay. JoJo Candy Girl and her big brother. Well, what a good-looking family. That's, I'm sure Mary's very proud, and I'm sure that Brindley is happy with her big brother there, who was around for Halloween last night. The weather looks nice in these pictures. A few leaves on the ground, that fall foliage. Is it you know, we mispronounce this all the time. Is it foliage? Foliage? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get the final answer? Popular candy that is passed out on trick-or-treat. Now, it's the number 6 answer here. We've got Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. One answer left to go. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, anybody who would like to add anybody to the fruitcake toss list, I think we're up to 32 people at this point. We would be glad to add some more at this particular point. And we will be doing election coverage next week. I do want to mention that a week from today. Our election coverage will start at 7:15 next Tuesday night. Glenn Coble will be back with us. He'll be down at the Board of Elections with Terry Tackett. Linda Sims and Sean Kraft will be in studio with me. And we will have call-ins from all the candidates and all the things going on election night next Tuesday. A couple levies in the area. We got the fire levy. We got the county commissioner race, Dr. Davis and Kathy Masters. Jim Jordan's up for re-election. We've got the mayor running for state treasurer. We've got the gubernatorial race with Nan Whaley and Governor DeWine. So we'll have all the results here starting at 7:15 next Tuesday, and we will not go off the air until all the races are called. All right, 48 minutes past the hour. Name a popular Halloween candy that people pass out for trick or treat. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Still one answer left. Who's got our last answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And this will wipe out our Halloween Family Feud fun. And then we've got a Family Feud left from last week. There's one answer left in this category. We'll move on to that to see if we can get the final answer on that particular question. All right, 740-751-4038. Well, we might have stumped everybody this morning, 49 minutes past the hour, or everybody's still in bed because it's dark. Well, the daylight's coming out now, but it's kind of murky today. Little overcast and kind of, you know, not a day where you want to run outside and do a whole bunch of things. It looks like one of those days where you want to take a nap all day. 740-751-4038. What is the candy that we're missing here this morning? All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a Milky Way?
Not a Milky Way, but a good guess.
Okay.
Milky Way is not on this particular list. Name a popular Halloween candy that people go trick-or-treating for. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Hershey Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 9 minutes left in the first hour. 9 minutes left in the first hour here today. 740-751-4038. Popular Halloween candy that is used on trick or treat. That's what we're looking for here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about Three Musketeers?
Not Three Musketeers, but a good guess. Not Three Musketeers. They do not make an appearance here this morning. No Three Musketeers. Boy, oh boy. We are stuck in the mud. Name a popular candy that is given out on trick-or-treat. Now, remember, it's candy. It doesn't have to be candy bar. A popular candy that's handed out on trick-or-treat. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Those are the answers we have. There's still one answer left here. 740-751-4038. And it's the number 6 answer out of 7 on this particular list. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. Popular Halloween candy passed out on trick-or-treat. 740-751-4038. Also, any updates on the fruitcake toss, we will take those. Anybody want to nominate anybody, we can do that as well. Go ahead, caller.
What about candy corn?
Candy corn, that is it. I never did like the candy corn. Do you like candy corn?
I like it, but it's just pure sugar.
Yeah, it's full of sugar. You got it. Well, hey, thanks, yes. Trish. We got it.
Welcome.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, I think we lost that caller, but the answer was candy corn. Absolutely. So the rundown is popular Halloween candy passed out on trick-or-treat. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Hershey Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats, Candy Corn, and Skittles. So that runs down the list. All righty. Now, we had a question last week that we did not get the final answer. We got about 6 minutes left here. There's only one answer left, I believe, in this category. So let's see if we can get it. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Does everybody remember this? I think it was from last Thursday. Now we've got a museum, a historical site, a zoo, and a safari. We've got all those answers, but there's one answer left that we do not have. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. We've got all those, but there's one answer left. Who's got it? Go ahead, caller.
How about a tour bus?
Not a tour bus. Good guess. Not a tour bus. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari are the answers we have obtained up until last Thursday. But there is one answer left here. The number two answer, a matter of fact. What places do you usually need a tour guide? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. Number two answer left, 740-751-4038. A place where you would normally need a tour guide. Now, this has become a little bit of a hard question for people, oddly enough. Like I say, I think we started this last Wednesday or Thursday, and it has carried over here till Tuesday. Although we didn't do any guessing on it yesterday, but there is just one answer left in this category. What places do you normally need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. Those are the ones we have. What is that number two elusive answer that we do not have? 740-751-4038. You know, I think a lot of this is there aren't a lot of tour guides, I don't think, anymore. I don't think that's a very popular thing. Nearly as popular as it once was, I guess is what I should say. What's that final answer? Is anybody going to walk away with it? What places do you normally need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. We've got all those. What is the one we're missing? 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. On this first day of November 2022, 24 days away from Thanksgiving. I'm sure people love to hear that. 24 days away from Thanksgiving. And I'm sure we're in the full swing of the Christmas commercials and blah, blah, blah starting today. Well, you know, we can't really knock that all that much because we're in the full swing of the fruitcake toss. December 15th at 7:10. Do we have any updates on the fruitcake toss? 32 people in so far. I think there were some other calls placed yesterday, but we don't know what the status of those are at this particular point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you'd like to nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss, feel free to do that. Or if you have a guess on our Family Feud question, feel free to do that as well. What places do you usually need a tour guide? Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. One answer left. 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour. 2 minute warning in this particular hour. Is somebody going to swoop in with the final right answer in this category? Tough category, apparently. A place where you would need a tour guide. Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari have all been taken care of here. What is the answer we're missing? All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a cave?
Not a cave, but a good guess. We have a lot of those caves here in Ohio. No cave in this particular category. Name a place where you would need a tour guide. Museum, historical site, zoo, and safari. One answer still to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Down to the last 30 seconds in this hour, but we'll come back and do some more next hour. So don't go anywhere. Think about people you'd like to put in the fruitcake toss Thursday night, December 15th at 7 p.m. And you know what? We're going to step out here for a break, but stay tuned. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC...